You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. I am your host, Anthony Marino, with a bit of a surprise edition of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Is breaking news taking place around the Buffalo Bills, and we're here to talk to you about all of the latest and greatest with the team. Really, two topics for us tonight as we come to you with this edition. First off, in the second half of the show, we'll talk about the rookie signings made by the Bills. Really a flurry of signings taking place. 7 of their 8 draft picks under contract already, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But to lead off the show this evening, really talking about Derek Anderson, and he is announcing his retirement from the NFL. So everybody remembers Derek Anderson coming in, really proving to be that mentor for Josh Allen at quarterback for the Buffalo Bills last year. Signed an extension with the Bills shortly after the conclusion of the 2018 season. Well, now at this point, leading into rookie minicamp, Derek Anderson has announced his retirement from the NFL. We've got all the coverage at BuffaloRumblings.com. You can go to the site. You can get that information there. I am going to touch base on a couple of the highlights, really going right to the article that we have posted, which has some direct quotes from General Manager Brandon Bean. So here's what we've got for you. And really, as you look at this, I'm probably not too much of a surprise for the Bills. And I'll get right to the quote from Brandon Bean. Derek let me know a few weeks back that he wasn't sure if he could be committed for the season and wanted to still think about it. So I knew going into the draft that this was something that could potentially happen. But it wasn't definite. We talked this week and he let me know today that he is going to retire. So for that, you look at someone like Anderson who came in last year, right, coming off the street, coming out of a pseudo-retirement, I guess you could say, and proving to be a mentor for Josh Allen, making a couple of spot starts, but really the most valuable piece that he brought to the Bills was providing some of that mentorship towards the rookie quarterback that the Bills had. Now that you come into the 2019 season, I think most folks looked at it and said, okay, Josh Allen is secured as your number one, Matt Barkley is your number two, and Derek Anderson as the number three. Things got a little bit interesting after the draft when the Bills signed undrafted free agent Tyree Jackson, the quarterback from the University of Buffalo. It was a bit of a surprise that he did not get selected in the draft. But then being a bit of a priority signing for the Bills, they committed $75,000 to sign him as the undrafted free agent. And then there started to be enough speculation in saying, okay, what was the quarterback room going to look like? Is this someone based on how he performs throughout training camp in the preseason that the Bills could cut and sneak onto the practice squad? Or is it something, if Jackson performs well, was it going to be a scenario that maybe Derek Anderson was going to be the one that was released, despite the support that he had given for Josh Allen during the past season and truly proving to be that experienced veteran in the quarterback room? Now with Anderson's retirement, there's a couple of different questions with this. First off, Tyree Jackson, he's an undrafted free agent, right? You can say he should have been selected, all the different pieces that went into that. But he is going to have to earn his spot on this roster to be the number three quarterback to make the 53-man roster for the Bills. We have seen them in the past only keep two quarterbacks on the 53-man active roster. Could it be a scenario where, depending on how things look, that maybe Jackson, again, nothing is being handed to him, he could get released throughout training camp or after the preseason and find himself on the practice squad in that type of a situation? Or will Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott look at it and say, listen, we want to see what we can get from Jackson, but we also want someone to be able to fill the shoes that Anderson had on this team. I don't think that you can stress the point enough, right, that Anderson played a critical role in helping Josh Allen prepare for that six-game stretch down the season where he performed much better than he did early on during 2018. So will they look to sign a free agent that can come in and fill that role, knowing that they're going to be the number three quarterback, be there throughout training camp, be there on the sidelines to help analyze what's going on, almost serve as a de facto quarterback coach for Josh Allen as he goes into his second season? You know, popular names that are out there, and there's not a ton of them, but you think to yourself, like what Josh McCown was for Sam Darnold with the New York Jets last year. Is there that veteran presence that the Bills would want to bring in? Or now that things are a bit more defined than they were last season, we know Josh Allen is the number one, Matt Barkley is the number two. The Bills head into rookie minicamp. Let's see what they have in Tyree Jackson. They can go into training camp with these three quarterbacks, see what they have in play, and maybe look at it and say, listen, Jackson can be this number three for us. His role is completely defined. That can be a situation that you can move forward with. You've got Ken Dorsey as your quarterback coach, right, who's had experience in the league, that maybe even having a Ken Dorsey and a Derek Anderson in some ways can be a little redundant. Jackson could be the number three quarterback on the roster, fulfill that role, and be a bit more of a long-term project for the Bills. So what we thought was, you know, the quiet time of the season, right, for the Bills, the month of May, post-draft, not a whole lot going on. And here we are now, Derek Anderson announcing his retirement. The signing of Tyree Jackson makes a heck of a lot more sense than before. You just thought it was, well, he went to the University of Buffalo, staying with the Bills, right? A bit of that good time, hometown story, whatever it is you want to call it. Now it makes a little bit more sense of him being a priority undrafted free agent signing for the Bills with Derek Anderson announcing his retirement. We're going to take a break real quick. When we do come back, we will talk to you about the rookie signings. Again, what we thought was a slow time of the week. Well, seven of the eight Buffalo Bills draft picks are signing. Some details are out with this at this time, so we'll share some of that with you right after this break. All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome back to the latest edition of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. I am your host, Anthony Marino. Before the break, we talked about Derek Anderson, him retiring from the NFL, what that means for the Buffalo Bills at the quarterback position, more specifically with Tyree Jackson, the priority undrafted free agent. But now, as we talk about this portion of the show, a flurry of signings being announced by the Buffalo Bills on Thursday evening, and you take a look at it, I mean, seven of the eight draft picks officially announced is signing. And I'm going to take a look at the actual post from BuffaloBills.com. The headline, Ed Oliver plus six Bills draft picks signed contracts. Seven out of the eight have signed their contracts. Leading the way, Ed Oliver, the number nine selection in the 2019 NFL draft, already under contract, heading into rookie minicamp, and that's a great thing. You go to BuffaloRumblings.com as we've got the story headline there, and really focusing on a tweet from Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle saying that Oliver's fully guaranteed contract will pay him $19.675 million, with the Bills capable of exercising the fifth-year option on the ninth overall pick. He received a $12.329 million signing bonus. So, right, that number one pick for the Buffalo Bills, Ed Oliver, comes into camp under contract. And it's interesting because I was talking, going back and forth with Matt Warren before recording, and he said you should take a look at when the pick signed in 2018. So I didn't go through with all of the 2018 draft picks, but remembering back, Josh Allen did not sign his rookie contract with the Bills until July 25th. And there was a lot of conversation back and forth. There was never really too much concern if Allen was going to sign with the Bills, but there was a lot of conversation around offset language in the contract and what that was going to mean. But you think about it, you know, here we sit, right, for the Bills. What's today? May 9th. The Buffalo Bills have signed Ed Oliver already, where last year Josh Allen was not under contract until July 25th. And again, you know, things are always a little bit different with the quarterbacks. To add some perspective to it, you know, Tremaine Edmonds, he signed his contract with the Bills on May 12th. So again, he was quick to be under contract. Maybe that's a better comparison from that standpoint, because the offset language was not something that, again, it was in a bit of question as it related to the quarterbacks. Not so much with Tremaine Edmonds last year, and it does not seem like too much of a question for Ed Oliver as well. But there's really not much to be in question when you look at a contract being fully guaranteed of almost $20 million and with over $12 million for the signing bonus, with that being said. But Ed Oliver was not the only draft pick to be signed by the Buffalo Bills today. Seven out of the eight. The only one that has not been signed yet is tight end Dawson Knox, and I'm not putting too much stock or worry into it or thinking there's any sort of holdout taking place there. Knox was on One Bills Live earlier this week. We've heard interviews with his different positional coaches, and all indications are that he will be under contract relatively soon. But as you take a look at it, you go after Ed Oliver, right? The other six picks have also signed for the team. So you go to the second rounder, Cody Ford, Devin Singletary in the third round, right? So those two guys under contract. We talked before, Dawson Knox not under contract yet at this time, but again, not something that we would see as too much of a concern in any way, shape, or form. So then you go through with it, right? The rest of the picks also signing for the Bills. So Voshon Joseph, the fifth round pick, he's under contract. Jaquan Johnson from the Miami Hurricanes, also under contract. You talk about the Daryl Johnson Jr., the seventh round pick, he is signed. And Tommy Sweeney, the tight end out of Boston College, is also under contract. So seven out of the eight picks for the Buffalo Bills are signed heading into rookie minicamp. We'll keep an eye on what's happening with Dawson Knox and his contract. I'm sure will be worked out soon enough. To add some context to it as well, Harrison Phillips, who was the third round pick for the Buffalo Bills last year, he did not sign his contract until May 30th, right? So just as you look at some of those things, for the Bills to have seven out of the eight signed and under contract at this time, you know, again, a bit of breaking news coming at you as you take a look at these things. It's really it's interesting for the Bills. And in addition to that, announcing eight of the undrafted free agent signings as well. So you've got Tyrell Dodson out of Texas A&M, a linebacker. Juwan Foggy, a linebacker out of UNC Charlotte. Tyree Jackson, of course, a quarterback out of University of Buffalo. Nick Easley, the wide receiver from Iowa. Cam Lewis, the cornerback from University of Buffalo. David Sills, the wide receiver from West Virginia. A lot of buzz around him so far, and I'm sure he is going to be a fan favorite heading into training camp. Chase McLaughlin, the kicker out of Illinois, and Blake Hance, the offensive lineman out of Northwestern. So don't have a ton of information on these guys yet. Again, just some of the things that you've seen on the surface, and we'll have more detail for you on all the undrafted free agents in future episodes. Again, it's a long enough offseason for Bills fans. But tonight, this was a bit of a surprise with the announcement of the undrafted free agent signings, the eight in place so far, announcing that seven out of the eight draft picks are under contract, and of course, the retirement of Derek Anderson, the veteran quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, is going to be hanging him up. And what does that really mean for the Bills moving forward in the quarterback room, specifically in relation to undrafted free agent Tyree Jackson? So listen, appreciate everybody tuning in to Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Please visit buffalorumblings.com. We will have all the information on these signings. As soon as we get contract details, we will have articles on each of those, future posts about implications and what some of these signings can mean, what are some of the training camp battles we want to look at, and of course, rookie mini camp taking place this weekend, starting on Friday the 10th, going throughout the weekend, getting that first look at some of the rookies for the Buffalo Bills, the undrafted rookie free agents, and what that means. So Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Also appreciate everybody subscribing. You can find us at buffalorumblings.com. And thanks again for tuning in. Take care.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.